Our lesson today is from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 3. Then come the Lord's brothers and mother, and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. And the crowd sat about the Lord, and they said to him, "Behold, thy mother and thy brothers outside seek thee." And he answered them, saying, "Who is my mother or my brothers?" Looking round on those who sat about him, he says, "Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever shall do the will of God, this is my brother and my sister and mother." Final reading comes from the work True Christian Religion, portion of the chapter on the Decalogue, or Ten Commandments. "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be prolonged upon the ground which the Lord thy God gives thee." Honoring your father and mother means, in the natural or literal sense, honoring one's parents, obeying them, being attached to them, and showing gratitude for the kindness they do. It also means, in appropriate cases, the honoring of guardians by their wards, if the parents are dead. In a wider sense, this commandment means that one should honor one's king and magistrates. And in the widest sense, the commandment means that one should love one's country. In the spiritual sense, honoring one's father and mother means referencing and loving God and the church. In this sense, father means God, who is the father of all, and mother means the church. Children and angels in the heavens know of no other father or mother, since the Lord causes them to be born anew there by means of the church. In the celestial sense, father means our Lord Jesus Christ, and the mother means the communion of saints, that is, his church scattered throughout the whole world. It must be grasped that there proceeds constantly from the Lord a divine sphere of heavenly love towards all who embrace the teachings of his church, and who, just as children in the world obey their father and mother, obey him, are attached to him, and seek food, that is, instruction from him. Amen. Here end the reading. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.